This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey with Frankie Boyer. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. This is such, listen to me everybody. We have a very important segment today with someone who understands what inflammation is all about, because his whole development with his company is to patent anti-inflammatory compounds. And it shows promise in treating neuropathy, neuropathic pain, inflammation, and addiction. Imagine that. And right up my alley, Canna Life Sciences is his company. Dean Pakonis, where do we even begin with this conversation, Dean Pakonis?
Well, Frankie, thanks for having me on the program. I think the way you begin is with the famous Dr. George Yancopoulos, who's the co-founder of Regeneron Pharmaceuticals, where he says, "Don't believe the science. Belief is for your faith in God. Challenge the science."
I love that. Challenge the science. Stop listening to doctors.
Right. Stop listening to the pundits and focus on delivering everything that you can through the article of invention or innovation. If you have something that's going to be shared with humanity and to make a difference for mankind, you have to constantly challenge the science and ignore and challenge the dogma. And so where we started 13 years ago, we got ourselves into a dogmatic quagmire. We were constantly battling the field of combatants. We got involved originally to evaluate if there was anything medicinal about cannabis or marijuana. And
yes,
we took a pharmaceutical approach. And so we were originally vilified by
absolutely
constituents of
yes.
the cannabis
yes.
industry, thought we were big science and big government, and we got vilified there. And then when the CBD market exploded, we were cobbled together with the failure of that market. And so it's always a challenge to get your story out there in a field of combatants that are constantly creating, this quagmire of events that consistently take place. We can get into it later, but I certainly want to, answer to any questions you have about how we got to where we are today.
Well, there's a lot here, and I want to break it down because I think we need to break it down into bite-sized pieces. As the CEO of Canna Life Sciences, you call yourself Breakthrough Therapeutics Targeting Inflammation. You know, and I know, that the number one cause for pharmaceuticals and for opioids is pain caused from inflammation. So when you first entered the arena, you said you were originally wanting to do CBD, but you realized very early on in the game that CBD alone was not going to cut it.
Yes. Again, it goes back to what I opened up with, challenge of science. So early on in the game, like you're talking about 2010, and when we first took a license with National Institutes of Health to evaluate a government patent, that patent classified cannabinoids as antioxidants and neuroprotectants. And we looked at this government patent and we said, well, wow, there's a compound in cannabis that we want to take a look at. And so we did, and we focused on CBD in 2013 before anybody's really looking at it from a pharmaceutical perspective. I mean, other than GW Pharma.
Right.
But at that point in 2013, GW had not gone through any of their phase 3 trials for Epidiolex, which is CBD from a plant extract. So when we look at it from an ethical pharmaceutical perspective, like you're going to make a drug, you're going to synthesize it, you're going to take it through the clinic, and the FDA is going to, watch what you're doing. And when we looked at the drug-like properties of CBD, we thought that they were poor. We made that very, very clear that we felt that the prospect of CBD in the clinic was not going to be very good. And we said, okay, well, there's some good here, but there's some not so good. And so how do we get rid of the not so good? And Frankie, the way I explain it to the layperson is, think of it as a walk bridge across a 1,000-foot ravine in a tropical rainforest. And you got rotted wood and rotted rope, and you got to get across this ravine, and it's at least 600 foot to get from one side to the other. And somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, what are you doing? And I said, well, I'm going to walk across that bridge. And they go, well, that bridge is not very safe. It's not very sound. It doesn't have good structure to it. And so, well, you got to get to the other side. And then, of course, the smart gal in the room says, hey, there's a steel walk bridge about a half a mile down the road. Let's just go there. And so that's what structure is. It's about a chemistry in a compound that's either strong enough to facilitate and has the good properties to facilitate good responses in trials, or you have a weak compound like a bad drawbridge or walk bridge that can't do the work. So what we did is we said, let's make CBD a better compound. But to do that, we had to break it apart and say, okay, some of these elements are no good. Some of the greasy elements are no good. Some of the other product properties of CBD are no good. But some of the other properties are good. Inflammation, which you talked about, is CBD a good anti-inflammatory? Not if you don't make it a better bridge. Not if you don't make the compound a better bridge. You have to improve upon it, improve upon those areas. Is it a good neuroprotectant? Yes. Is it great? No. You have to improve upon it. Does it have a narrow focus when you put it in the body, like to try to get to the areas that need to be gotten to? And the answer is no, it's all over the place. And the last thing is, you know, does it get to where it needs to get to because of its distribution in the body? And the answer is no, it's very poor that way. So you had to make it more water soluble. So we took an engineer's approach to the issue. And we kind of really built, no pun intended, but we built the bridge from those folks that believe that there's something medicinal about cannabis, and we bridged it across to the other side to say, you've got to take an outside-the-box view on chemistry and make something that nature provided to you, which is modest at best, and work on it and make it better. And that's what we did.
Okay, so I have to ask you, your leading compound, KLS-13019, is a groundbreaking game change in the field of small molecule medicine. Do you consider yourself at Cannalife Sciences cannabis company, pharmaceutical company? What is this bridge that you call yourself?
We're a drug discovery company. We're a pharmaceutical company that follows the rules that you have to follow to get a drug into humans. We're not selling CBD at the C-store. We never produced anything that could be put into a vial. We didn't take any shortcuts. We were originally a pharmaceutical company. We're always going to be a pharmaceutical company. And we get often confused with a cannabis company because we use the word Cannalife. And
yes,
in a sense, you have to recognize that the drug profiles that we're working on are called cannabinoids. That's the key. They are considered cannabinoids. One of the targets that our drug hits a cannabinoid receptor in the body. It hits something called GPR55, which is an orphan cannabinoid receptor. So we are a drug discovery pharmaceutical company, and our focus is to develop drugs like cannabinoid therapeutics to deal with certain targets in the body. And in that sense, that's as far as we can take it with the connection to cannabis.
Cannabinoids, and I want people to understand, are not just found in the plant.
Right. You can synthetically design, for instance, the father of all things THC, Dr. Rafael Meshulam, who passed away last year.
Famous Israeli.
Right. And he synthesized THC. You didn't have to get it out of the plant. You can get it out of the lab. And of course, in the last decade, CBD has been taken out of the lab and has been produced from extract in plant, from biosynthesis in reactor and fermentation, from a medicinal scale of chemistry. So there, you know, what happens is that you take what nature gives you and then you advance it. And those are synthetic analogs, and ours is a brand new compound that may have been inspired by CBD, but it owes no debt of obligation to the plant at all. It is its own, primus. It's a unique compound, nothing else like it in the world.
Your KLS 13019 is the recipient of some grant funding from the National Institute of Health. I want to know, when we come back from break, where you are with this product. Are you on market with it? Also, in addition to reducing neuropathic pain and inflammation, in animals, it has shown incredible activity in the reduction of reward-seeking behavior, craving for morphine. So exciting what you're doing. So that addictive behavior is being stopped in the brain. So much to talk about. We'll take a quick break and be right back with Dean. Give us the best website, please, Dean.
www.canalife, CANNALIFE.com.
Hi, my name is Peter, founder of Ruby Bees. I developed a product to help my daughter, Ruby. She suffers from cerebral palsy. She suffers from seizures. She can't talk, communicate, or feed herself. We developed a product that has helped mitigate her seizures. Using sweet and delicious clover honey infused with hemp-derived CBD, I developed Ruby Bees. She takes 2 honey sticks in the morning, 2 honey sticks at night, and she's been seizure-free for 4 years. To learn more about our journey and our products, please visit rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com. Again, that's rubybees.com.
All Ruby Bees products are made with hemp-derived isolate and are third-party lab tested to contain 0% THC.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In a world where financial landscapes can change rapidly, safeguarding your savings and retirement accounts is paramount. Direct Bullion USA is more than just the number one rated gold bullion dealer in America. We're your trusted partner in navigating the uncertainties of hyperinflation and political upheaval around the world. Direct Bullion USA can provide you with the knowledge and resources to fortify your financial stability and protect what matters most. Call us now at 888-787-GOLD. Precious metals like gold and silver
silver have been a safe haven investment for hundreds of years. Get started when you call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold investing starter kit today. All it takes is one call to 888-787-GOLD. Take control of your retirement and protect your future with Direct Bullion USA. Call 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Welcome back. It is Frankie Boyer and Dean. Welcome back. Dean, this is also exciting. Canna Life Sciences, you've been doing this for over a decade now, trying to make a difference in the world of medicine, starting out looking at the plant, the cannabis plant, realizing that you could use the cannabinoid mentality, but not necessarily the plant. And where are we today with KLS-13019?
So because we had gotten a $3 million grant from NIH in October 2021, we were able to use those funds for what they call IND-enabling studies. That means getting your drug ready for human trials. We're two-thirds of the way through the three-year grant cycle with the final year starting right about now, actually started last month, and will be completed in September. We got those funds, and they're non-dilutive funds. We didn't need investors to pay for our way to find
awesome.
Out our drug
yeah.
works. However, we got caught in the crosshairs of consecutive market fiascos, one being COVID, the second being the overindulgence of funding biotech deals post-COVID, mostly in the virology space because of hype, and a lot of the funding availability that would be there now doesn't exist because the biotech market crashed and it is now in a 33-month bear. So we were very, very lucky and fortunate to get the NIH money and not have to pay any equity for it or any other fees for that those funds. And it came out of the NIH, and we're grateful to the taxpayers of this country for continuing to fund research when the private sector just doesn't do it. So we're very close to getting what we need in the balance of the science that's necessary for us to file a new drug application or an investigational new drug application with the FDA. We're probably, I would say, 6 months away from talking to the FDA and going and getting guidance. And then hopefully within 18 months, be actually in the clinic is studying our drug in humans.
This is going to be a game changer. This is going to be a game changer for people that have neuropathic issues, that people have been addicted to opioids. It sounds to me like this is really the game changer.
It is. And what we've really missed is, the private sector engagement with our company. I mean, look, we most definitively need somewhere between 15 and 20 million. But it's a small price to pay for the hundreds of billions of dollars in costs that exist out there for these gaps in treatment. Obviously, neuropathic pain, chronic pain, huge gap in treatment, not enough drugs out there. But to your point on the addiction side, what was interesting about our preclinical animal models and discovery, and many thanks to Temple University for uncovering this, when we first got our grant money, we were asked to come up with three solutions. One, can your drug prevent the onset of neuropathy caused by chemo? Two, can your drug reverse the neuropathy once the chemo has been started? Three, because Heal was interested in reducing opioid use, does your drug have any opioid properties that we should consider? And can it restrict the engagement by the animal to seek more of the reward? And in all three cases, we came up smelling roses. We prevented neuropathy, we've reversed neuropathy, and we prevented the animal from going back to the morphine. We know we don't have an opioid. We know it's been tested. It's not classified as an opioid. We have no dance floor capacity with an opioid receptor. We just don't. Our drug doesn't do that. It doesn't occupy that receptor. And what we found out is that there was something at work with regards to inflammation. So then Temple took it a little further. They said, well, what happens if we give 019, KLS-13019, if we give it to the animal before we give it naloxone, after we've given the animal 5 days of chronic morphine? Because, you know, frankly, what happens is in the clinic, in the human clinic, when people develop chemoneuropathy, they're given opioids or gabapentin because that's the only thing that seems to work because there aren't any other drugs out there. And so when you're giving a patient opioids, that's already problematic. So anyway, Temple gave the animal 5 days of chronic morphine, and on the fifth day, they got the animal out of crisis by giving it naloxone. And I'm sure you've heard all about harm reduction. Let's put up clean needle sites. Let's give drugs to addicts that need it.
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
When they go to OD, we're going to give them Narcan and naloxone, and we're going to get them out of respiratory crisis and save their lives. And I'm all for saving lives. But that's not harm reduction. So let me tell you what happened in the study. And I think I shared the video with you. So
yes.
Temple doses up the rats for 5 days. Now, on the fifth day, they give it naloxone, all five cases. But in two cases, they gave our drug to two rats prior to giving them naloxone. 2 hours prior, they get our drug. And wouldn't you know it, they're not aggressive. They're not anxious. They're not trying to jump out of the box. They're just walking around, very cognitive. No problems, no signs of aggression or anxiety, which is generally the case with what they call opioid use disorder. Those are withdrawal symptoms that are brought on by the 1970s style of we're going to fix this problem and save a life. It doesn't change the program problem, which is how do you get the person off of these opioids? How do you have a post-treatment?
How do you do it? Exactly.
Right, so here you're talking about off-label stuff, like we talked about Ozempic earlier, weight loss. It's meant for type 2 diabetic patients with insulin dysregulation, right? But now everybody's getting it for weight loss, which is...
Everybody, yeah.
Right, that's not the intended use, but that's where it's being sold. And our intended use is going to be to reverse peripheral neuropathy, but there's an alternative use involved as well. And the other thing that Temple found out was another fascinating stat that they found out is they did 5 days of morphine dosing in rats on the pain score, and then they gave morphine on the fifth day in a single administration, and they lost their tolerance to pain by about 45%. But when they gave our drug instead of morphine on the fifth day, they scored 100% of pain tolerance. So we could be used in combination with opioids and wean a patient off of pain management opioids by giving them our drug. We are not an opioid and we're not an NSAID. And why we're not an NSAID is really good because let's say you have hypertension and inflammation and you can't take a leave if you're on hypertension medication.
That's right. That's exactly right.
But
yes.
you could potentially take our drug. So that's why we're a game changer. That's why
I love this. I love this. I love this story, and we have got to have you back. This is just the beginning of one of the most exciting. I mean, I really believe that you are on to something that will really and truly, we will look back in 5 years and say, Dean, you changed the way we deal with pain in this country. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I really believe that. So how can people reach out to you and find out more?
Send me an email, dean@canalife.com. It could be reached there at any time. I always respond to emails, and I'm always happy to loop back with you, Frankie, if any event.
Oh, no, we'll have you back because this is just the beginning of the conversation. There's so much more, and we look forward to talking with you soon, Dean. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
And hi, everybody. We'll be back in a moment on Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
And it is Pranky Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey. Jeff Simlian is back with us. Jeff, I cannot believe it has been a year, 1 year, We met at the MBiz conference. Yeah, the cannabis conference in Vegas.
Yes,
are. That's where you were in the beginning stages, in the middle stages of getting your dispensary up and moving. And a year later, first of all, I want to just tell everybody that you are a very significant person in the community, in the Boston community. You're a successful entrepreneur. You're passionate about advancing the Black community and making a positive impact on the community. You were born in Haiti. You moved to the United States with your family at a young age. And despite facing all of those challenges, you found a way. You found a way to level it up in life. And your work history is very diverse, dabbling in industries before landing a real estate broker, becoming a real estate broker. But here we are now. The CEO and founder of Low Key Dispensary, a Black-owned marijuana dispensary located in the Black community where you grew up. And tell us, are you up and running, and what's the latest?
Yes, we are up and running at this point. We opened our doors last month, finally, in October 8th. It's been a full month now. Since we opened our doors, and things been going good. They've been going great. Sales are increasing on a daily basis. So I'm excited. I'm excited to be in, to finally be in this space here.
Jeff, I want you to share with everyone that this was not just get a space and open it up. This has been, you have been working on this for how many years now?
I could say 2018. That's when I submitted my first application with the city of Boston in May 2018 for my retail license in the city of Boston. So that's been a day. But I actually applied for economic empowerment license with the state in 2016.
What were the roadblocks? Share with us, because I want people to get a feel and a sense, even in the best of times. I understand COVID, but what has taken so long to get up and running, and why is it? Is it the funding? Is it the logistics, the laws in Massachusetts, or combination?
All the above, Frankie, all the above. This is something that's new, right, to the state. And one of the toughest challenges that we all faced in the beginning was the fact that the CC's number one priority was consumer safety, right? So because of consumer safety, so it was a lot of rules, a lot of red tape that we all had to go through. So we all had to understand how to navigate this space, because there's a lot of red tape, whether it's from packaging, something as small as packaging, right, to how you enter the facility location, building location, property location. So there's so many so many red tape that we all had to figure out for, you know, a few years, right? Then COVID happened, right? Then funding, right? Funding is another piece where, again, depending on location, depending on who you are, depending on your connection, you know, your environment, right? You know, access to capital plays a role into this as well, right? So there's a lot of huge challenges that, you know, me at this point now, I could sit back and look, you know, my journey and say, wow, all right, I had issues here, I had issues there. But ultimately for me personally, just, you know, I'm very big on accountability, right? So I don't necessarily look at it as anybody's fault, or it's the CCC or it's the BCB or anybody, right? They all play a role into it, but I think the rules and regulations that were set, right, is what really needs to be corrected. It's not anybody in particular. It's just the rules and laws that some of them doesn't necessarily make sense, right? And some of them doesn't really apply, right?
Right. So, right. And with all due respect, though, there are other shops that have opened up since your journey began that have not taken that long.
Absolutely.
So they're, Yeah. So it saddens me, because you're such a strong leader in the Black community, and your mission is so powerful. It's so powerful. So I am so excited and thrilled for you to be up and running and to finally open the door and tell everybody about the name Low-Key.
Yes. The name Low-Key, honestly came from a colleague of mine, a friend of mine, same name as Jeff. One day we was having a sesh and he basically just said, wow, man, I never knew you consumed. And he was just like, man, you very low key with it. And at the time I was already in the process and the name was the actual name for the business was actually leveling up. That I figured like, you know what, low key is more on brand and more suits my personality. And also who, you know, individuals that I know that consumes are not necessarily high key with it or very open, right? So they, everybody pretty much is very low key, right? So I was, that's what's authentic with me. And that's what's authentic with my community and people that I do know, right? So, I'm going to run with it. So it's, to me, it's just all about, you know, being authentic, right? I was in a huge smoker growing up. I dabbled here and then from high school, college. I played sports. So to me, the propaganda of, you know, consuming will damage your lungs and your health and so on and so forth, right? I grew up believing in that. Like I said, I'm Haitian. So my parents, you know, growing up in a Haitian household, you know, cannabis is drugs. You know what I mean? It's the worst thing that you could do, right? But it wasn't something that I, you know, fully 100% believed in. And, you know, my personality allowed me to, you know, indulge and try it out and be curious, right? But
right.
I was always like, oh man, I don't want my family to know that I have this going, that I did this, or I don't want to get in trouble and, you know, hurt.
Yeah.
So I never wanted to be in those situations. But as I got older, I realized this is not what it is. When I went to California the first time, it always baffled me, like, why is it legal or it's, you know, it's okay in Cali, but not in Massachusetts and other states. And then as, you know, as time progresses and we got to the point where it became legal, it was becoming legal. So, and being a businessman at that time, you know, it really sparked my interest for me to say, let me at least, you know, be inquisitive and take a look at this and explore it.
I know it was important for you to open in your community, to be a role model. But before we go there, you have to tell me, what were your parents, did they accept that you opened up a cannabis shop?
Yes. I mean, my parents are investors in the business. It's not necessarily, I don't think we had a conversation about like, oh man, this is drugs, or you becoming a drug dealer, or, you know, we didn't, you know, anything like that, anything negative like that. It was just like, hey, mom, dad, you know, I'm opening up a business. And this is what we have going on. This is what it is. And, all right, cool. Hey, you know, went back to funding, you know, you guys want to invest? And yes. And yeah, here we are.
Awesome. That is so cool. I love that. You have been involved, very much involved, helping other entrepreneurs and especially Black men, and you host a monthly event, and it's called Kings Among Kings. And I know that this is a very important group for you. And when we come back from break, maybe we can talk a little bit about that and why that your community work is still so critical and so important. And before we go to break, though, what's your message to anyone trying, because talk about perseverance, anyone trying to get into an industry or especially this industry, what would you say to them?
Well, honestly, I mean, I wouldn't advise anybody to really try to get into this cannabis industry at this point right now. You know, I think anybody who would want to get into this, you're a little too late. But I will tell you, if you want to, you know, you always have to be persistent and learn how to overcome, right? And I guess, it's a conflict answer, because just me just being into this in the space currently.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. I said, yeah, I mean, I love the honesty but, you know, if people knew what you've gone through and the ups and the downs in your journey here, it's just been so, I mean, it blows me away.
Indeed. It's not something easy that I'll tell anybody that, like, hey, you have to, you know, you could do it too. You know what I mean? It's doable. Yeah. Anything in the world is possible, but, you know, there's a lot of sacrifice, a lot of sleepless nights, a lot of.
Absolutely. We have to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue. Lowkey, is it lowkey.com?
Lowkeydispensary.com.
And we'll be right back. Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk, Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. 800-349-6855. That's 800-349-6855.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back. This is a very honest, in-depth conversation with Jeff Simlian, cannabis professional, commercial real estate, his journey in opening low-key dispensary. And Jeff, welcome back. And I know that this has been a really rough road. The industry is going through some very tough challenges. The regulations are going to strangle the industry, absolutely strangle the industry. And what saddens me is conglomerates and major corporations are coming in, and small people like you are feeling the pressure because it's all on your shoulders.
100%. It's been a challenge that's the reason I said that's not an advice that I'll give, the random person to say, hey, this is something that you want to jump into, because again, I've had to do a lot of research to understand where was this industry heading, right? How do you stand apart? How do you separate yourself from the rest? I mean, this is something that we plan on implementing now with our neighborhood strains that we plan on having, because again, the industry now is all about branding. It's not just about open doors and people just come and buy weed. Now people are looking for deals. They're looking for bundles. They're looking for products that they could relate to, that they want a consistency from it, right? From whatever that they're consuming, and they want to know who they're consuming it from, who they're buying it from, right? So before, it was just like, wow, people don't know what cannabis is. They never had it before. They had it a long time ago, and they're like, now everybody's buying it. Right now, it's just like, okay, especially with the way the economy is now there is intentional, right? People are intentional on how they spent their money or where they spent their money.
Yes.
Who they spent their money with, right? So a lot of times we had some individuals who just thought that if you build it, it's going to happen, or just build it, everybody's just going to throw money at them. But now you have to be a little bit more strategic about how you operate and how you run your business, and also how you structure your business. Again, there's a lot of people that came in and just signed crazy leases, $30,000 a month, thinking that, hey, they're just going to make so much money, or somebody's going to come in and buy them out early on and they're going to make millions and billions of dollars. But you have to create the business. You have to stabilize it. You have to make it profitable before somebody comes in and buy it. Or the industry needs to be at a consistent where it's legal. Well, we're not at those stages anymore. And that takes time. So some people
Yes.
did not have that intention. So they came in just wanting to jump in. So for me, I wanted to come in into this industry because I was transitioning from commercial real estate, as a broker, providing a service, to more so being a business owner, right? To now, and being a CEO, right? Knowing how to run and operate a business. So I was going into that mode where I realized, wow, this is an industry. That's what it needs. It needs for you to be owner operator. If you don't have big money like the big MSOs to just throw at government, at
yes.
throw at politicians, to just throw at landlords and so on and so forth. So there had to be a strategy to this, right? So that's the difference, I think, that that makes low key different from some of my competitors and other retailers.
As a young entrepreneur and responsibilities, you have a young family to provide for.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And I've risked a lot for them, right? And again, there's opportunity here in this industry to create a sustainable business. So my goal is to just try to take that approach. Commercial real estate you know, real estate overall, it's for everybody, but not everybody could actually perform and be successful in it, right? I think everybody should own real estate. Everybody should understand real estate, but not everybody could provide the service that it takes to really, to be successful in real estate, right? So it makes it a challenge. So I wouldn't expect my kids to follow my footsteps to be a real estate broker or agent or whatever it is. But again, it's just more so how do I create some type of longevity or business that could transpire into something for the long run. You can't do what you don't know. So one of the things that I felt that I did not, I'm not privy to other states, I mean, other towns at this point, right? So for me to get up and say, hey, I'm, you know, let's just say, well, I lived in Quincy, but let's just say Rockport, Rockland, right? I don't know Rockland. So granted, it could be an easier process than Boston. But there's still challenges in anything that you do in life, right? So for me, I didn't want to incur those challenges going to a neighborhood, a community that I wasn't familiar with. Carbon Square, I grew up walking around, going to McDonald's, you know, getting my hair cut, you know, going to Walgreens and so on and so forth in that community. So I feel comfortable being in that community and walking around without, you know, having any fears or having knowing that I have any issues with anybody there or somebody's looking out to get me. So,
and it's a community that I feel like as a role model, you're really setting a precedent. You really are. And I admire you for that. But again, these are interesting times in this industry. And who knows how this is all going to play out. I'm so thrilled, though, that you're finally up and running with a location. And I just am hoping that you will be able to have tremendous success at this location. I really am. And I have to ask you, are you thinking of branching out and doing another location, or is this it for now?
We have a second license approved in West Roxbury. So during that time when we got the first one approved and, you know, as we had to wait on the city or just wait on the process overall, right? So it's not, like I said, it wasn't anybody's fault in particular. It's just how the system is, right? So 2018, when, you know, it took me about 2 years, a little bit over a year or so to receive my HCA. We had to schedule, in 2020. I got married in 2019. It should have been in November, but I did get married, so it got pushed back to 2020. So when I scheduled for my HCA meeting, and by the time, so those within those 2 years, there was a lot of going back and forth with the BCB, ZBA, CCC. So a lot of learning process there. So by 2020,
yes.
When I finally received my, was able to do my community meeting and was able to receive my HCA, at that point, I just spent 2 years going through the process and meeting with community.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so thrilled that you came on because I want people to hear that if you think for one moment that this is not filled with hard work and determination and perseverance, you're wrong. And come back. We're almost out of time, but come back, please. Give me the best website for people to find out more about you and Low-Key.
Absolutely. I have my own website, jeffsimilian.com, which is jeffsimilian.com, and also lowkeydispensary.com. We are open from 12 to 7. We are having, we have a announcement. We are releasing Takao, which is a Method Man from Wu-Tang.
Oh, we got to run. I'm so sorry, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk Agency and Educational Odyssey.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.